I think that's a good choice. Starlink kind of pissed me off the other day. I was going to exceed my standby cap, so, because Spectrum was pissing me off and losing internet every 5 minutes. So, of course, I was home. I'm like, well, I'm not going to sit home all weekend without internet, because it was like a five-hour stretch. So I was at like 8.25 gig, my 10 gig allowance for the month. And I'm like, well, crap, I got to just bump it this month. So I bought the residential again for $120 and just paid the upgrade fee for whatever the difference was for the month. And then, of course, right after I do that, Spectrum comes back. And then I go to downgrade the plan for the following month. They got rid of the 10 gig standby, which was $10 a month. So now I have to either do a 50 gig allocation, which is fine. I think it's only $25. Or I stick to like a residential plan. So keep that in mind when you're, if you go up and down plans, it might mess with you.
So there is a, well, at least with the Mini, there is a $5 standby plan that is low speed data, unlimited. That's why, I don't know, the other day, I don't know if you remember, I was asking you how much data the nodes use, because you can turn this thing on to the $5 low speed unlimited. And I've been seeing reviews of people with patients, unlike you and I, that are able to watch YouTube videos, do Teams conference calls, stuff like that. You know, just people with patients that are willing to accept a little bit of lag.
I did see that one, and it would be fine, but this is acting as my failover internet, so when my gateway loses connection with Spectrum, it fails over to Starlink, and it's essentially at that point running my entire house. So the lower or the reduced bandwidth would absolutely just be gone in a second between the cameras and everything else going on.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, you're using it for a totally different purpose than I am. But it's still an option. You know, I look at it like, ultimately I'll leave that in standby at that low speed data for, I think you can only do it 11 months a year and then you got to upgrade for 1 month. But I'll leave it in that low grade and it'll be there just when I need it. Even like, I know, even like when I go camping or something like that, if we have no service, you can still get text messages and things like that out on that low-end data. So it's perfect. I don't need it much faster than that for 99% of the time.